Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Biggest potential Jimbo Saban-like beef round here. I got a list of four. Deshaun Watson versus the Texans. That goes without saying.
For sure.
Jalen Green versus Cade Cunningham.
Yeah. But more so...
More so the people. Yeah. The people. The Detroit versus Houston.
Yeah. It hurts that they only play each other twice a year, and neither one of them is going to be good.
Well, you heard what Motown Dave said. That's one of the faces of Detroit digital media. This is what Motown Dave had to say about Jalen Green as we talk about beefs. I don't think Rockets Twitter spent a lot of time on Bill Simmons, and I think they might have taken his...
Might have.
Well, they overdid it. But this right here, there ain't no overdoing this. I don't know why Motown Dave isn't getting the wrath that Bill Simmons got times 1,000. This is Motown Dave talking about Jalen Green.
Are you a hooper or a basketball player?
He's talking to Cade Cunningham, by the way.
Hooper or basketball player?
I'm a gamer, man. I'm a player. I go.
Can I tell you what I think you are? Since you want to take the diplomatic route, I think you're a basketball player.
Basketball player? What's the difference, man?
It's a philosophical question. And to me, being a basketball player means you're a winner, and a hooper means that you're a loser. I think there are guys in your draft class that are hoopers, and they're going to be losers. And I think that there are guys who are basketball players, you, and they're going to be winners. To me, a basketball player is like Luka. You think LeBron. And you're going to be like, those are f***ing hoopers. Sure, but they're also anomalies because they're hybrids, right? Like I think Jalen's a hooper. But I think you're a basketball player because you're an all-encompassing thing.
Okay. What?
All right.
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Yeah.
That's bad.
That's one of the guys that was never a hooper or a basketball player and is just trying to fit in, wants to be cool.
I don't even think you have to be, but that guy is an absolute dope. Astros versus everyone.
Ugh.
That's already exist. That's the beef.
It's a t-shirt already, even.
Houston versus everyone. Shout out to Apollo Houston. For that. So you have that. And then Brian Cashman versus Jim Crane as we talk about Jimbo Saban-like beefs.
That one is actually a very similar, I feel like. I know that Cashman is the GM and that Crane is the owner, but I mean, relatively speaking, that's a pretty, probably the closest and most similar because it doesn't involve players. It involves like front office, and these are two coaches, which is basically the front office of a college football team.
The Jimbo call out of Saban had the internet going nuts. In the spirit of that, the five best podium/interview setting call outs in recent Houston sports history. And B. Scott was a big part of one of them.
Yes, sir.
Really the top one. So we'll give you that in a sec, but let's start with number five.
Number five.
He wasn't here long, but he's really the only guy that has stuck his coconuts on the table and called out the Turdish acts of James Harden. Boogie Cousins, not going to end up in the Rockets Hall of Fame, but when it comes to call-outs, he's number five.
Obviously, it's disrespectful. We feel a certain type of way about some of his actions. The disrespect started way before just the approach to training camp. Showing up the way he did, the antics off the court. I mean, the disrespect started way before. So this isn't something that all of a sudden happened, you know, last night.
Boogie Cousins calling out James
Harden. Hey, wasn't even here for a full season and is a Rockets, I'm not going to say legend, but a hero at least.
You're going to use the L word there?
No. We're not going to misuse legend, but hero. Hero in that moment, like. Not all heroes wear capes, and here comes DeMarcus Cousins saying what need to be said. Like you said, Nobody has called James Harden out on that way. You even had recently Patrick Beverley saying the dude needs a max contract. Like, you've never heard a teammate actually say what needed to be said about dude.
Some heroes wear tights and capes. Others wear resting bitch face and headbands. DeMarcus Cousins, number five.
Número cuatro.
Jalen Ramsey calls out Bill O'Brien. 2017 season opener. I believe it was Spo. Adam Spillane.
I kind of forgot about
this. As Deshaun Watson came in and relieved Tom Savage in the second half, never gave the position back, Jalen Ramsey asked what he thought Deshaun Watson brought the Texans, and he calls out Bill O'Brien in the number four best call-out in recent sports history in Houston.
Come on, man. Deshaun should have been starting the whole game. Come on, now. Come on, man.
So what did you see from Watson when he was
I think he's personally. I think he's. He gives them a better chance.
What is the coach thinking?
He was. So
what is
offended.
That dude over there doing?
That was so great.
Now he's also, you know, Team Mulugeta Watson camp. So there's part of it. But,
he also has common sense.
Oh, and he's dead ass right. So yeah.
Numero tres.
Tillman Fertitta. Most of these are like one person calling out another person. This is Tillman Fertitta, not once but twice, calling out his whole damn team. James Harden, Chris Paul, nobody off limits. This is Tillman Fertitta. This probably could have been higher up on the list because this is the most fire. The number three call out in recent Houston sports history, the billionaire versus the entire squad.
I'm a fighter. That's my culture. And I think the longer that I own this team, they're going to pick up more of my culture is that we had them. We should have stepped on their throat the other night and cut their throat, okay? Step on their throat. Let's take it back to Houston and end it in six. We'll pick up a few Tillmanisms along the way.
And they came to our home court and they kicked our ass. And that's just the way it is. They outscored us by 10 points in the fourth quarter. They won. They're the champions and we lost.
Is it any more painful because it's in your backyard?
Hell yeah, it's more painful. They kicked our ass in our home court. They beat us by 10 points in the fourth quarter. It's unacceptable.
Tillman Fertitta.
Could you imagine Cal McNair talking like that? The answer is no, by the way.
No. But no, they're not built. They're not built the same. I can imagine Hannah.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Imagine I would actually like to see that.
Hannah's got some fire. She's been doing a very good job, too.
But don't want to see what prompted that, and that was the Rockets absolutely choking. There was actually an example of Tillman Fertitta just speaking the damn truth.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people appreciated that.
Yes.
Numero dos.
Carlos Correa, combo. Cody Bellinger said what he said about the Astros. And then that Ryan Tepp, whatever the hell his name was, he tried to call him. It's Tepra. Yeah. I know.
Who?
I'm just, it's a bit. It's a bit. Yeah. I know his name.
And he's from here, and he's no longer allowed.
Here's
in his own city.
The Carlos Correa combo, number two best callouts in recent Houston sports history.
I mean, he either doesn't know how to read, is really bad at reading comprehension, or is just not informed at all. If you don't know the facts, if you're not informed, Cody Bellinger's job is to look for information, get informed, know the facts for sure, before he stands in front of cameras to talk about other players. You should get informed. You should be informed before you talk about other players. If you don't know the facts, then you got to shut the
Disrespectful words with no facts, with nothing to say. We score six runs at home. Then we score, nine, and then we score six again here. They just happened to score 12. And then you look at our OPS on the road, what's the best in all the big leagues throughout a 162-game season, which we play 81 on the road. Their OPS was a lot higher at home than it was on the road. So, just another kid that needs to know the facts or, what else needs to do.
All right, there you go. Carlos Correa, number two.
And him knowing that, what else they need to do, knowing that that's like a trademark drop and quote was great.
Perfect. Know the facts. Shut the bleep up.
Numero uno.
Brandon Scott, you got this one going. You're at every press conference in town. J.J. Watt, after Bill O'Brien was fired, a plea to the entire organization, really a message to the entire city. Number one on the best recent callouts, J.J. Watt calls out the Texans organization as a whole, a plea.
Could you just speak more to that, the importance of, I guess, whatever you guys end up doing in the future, that how important it is that it aligns with Deshaun and his skill sets and just the things that he does well?
Yeah, I mean, Deshaun Watson's an incredible quarterback. He's the face of this franchise. He's the future of this team and this city. So we have to do whatever we possibly can to make sure that he's in the best position to have success and to lead this place to success, not only this year, not only next year, but for the next 10 years.
Yikes.
And so whatever it takes to give him all the tools he needs to be successful in order to be and flourish and build into the best possible version of himself he can be, that's what we need to do.
Didn't happen. Spoiler alert. Didn't happen.
That aged like spoiled milk, man. Like milk, man.
We know what they should have done.
Yikes.
Still lingering, Figgy. Still lingering. Still there.
Man, that is a rough listen.
That's awesome.
Not awesome. You're here. Not good.
Yeah.
Landry Locker, B. Scott in for John Lopez. Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do. Coming up, a headline that had Mills Mania in an uproar was actually the best breakdown and biggest endorsement of Davis Mills there has been up to this point. You do not want to miss what was said about Davis Mills that led to the internet going nuts. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.